Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. In less than 3 weeks, you'll come face-to-face with the biggest and most widespread income opportunity ever, the Black Friday experience. That's what I call it anyway, because there's 5 days of free-flowing spending going on, and your list needs to be ready. Today, I'll tell you how to do it. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Hey, everyone. This is Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. How is it going? That's right. I can't believe it. We're 3 weeks away from Black Friday. I call it the Black Friday experience. And I want to get you ready. Not only get you ready for shopping, but for spending, for those shoppers who are spending money. Because we don't care about what you're buying. We're talking about what your people are buying. That's what we're getting into. And just in time, too, it's just beginning to feel like fall, the end of the year. The cold snaps are coming in. It's supposed to be cold, cold, cold as anything in Hotlanta next week. So this is the perfect time for you to just double down. Get things in place, get things ready so that you are prepped for all the money that's going to be flying your way because people are going to be spending money, and I want you to get part of it. So last Black Friday in 2018, it hit over $6 billion in spending, and that's only going to increase this year. You need to get your things together because this spending frenzy is coming back again. Now, what's so funny is Black Friday isn't just Black Friday anymore. Now we've added Small Business Saturday, where you're supposed to shop local and shop small and shop in person to help those small businesses get a piece of this big pie. There's Sell Something Sunday. I don't even know if that's really a title, but I know Lamar Tyler of Traffic, Sales, and Profit always talks about Sell Something Sunday. Use Sunday to get something going. And then, of course, there's Cyber Monday. That used to be a big thing. You know, it was Black Friday, and then you went the whole weekend, and then Cyber Monday was the time that you could do online shopping. But now online shopping is everywhere, and especially Cyber Monday. That is like this it, the mother of all online shopping days. And then we have Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday offers us a time to kind of give back to charities and organizations who are doing well. And then just for GP, if you include Thanksgiving evening, that's when all the stores are open. Just think that's 5 to 6 days of spending. People are spending. They have their purses, their virtual wallets, whatever. They can hold some money. They have it open, and they are plunking down some dollars. Of course, they're trying to find bargains, but bargains isn't always the thing. They're just shopping. You know, it's a crazy frenzy thing. And now it's not only in the United States. Australia is in on it. The UK is in on it. And several other countries that, you know, have consumerism involved are in on this whole thing. So how can you get in on this parade instead of standing on the sidelines? You've got to get your website prepped to not only attract, but accept and convert the traffic that's going to be coming your way so you can turn those leads into clients. Now, you can go through my 3 surefire ways to get your website prepped for Black Friday by watching my latest Monday Marketing Nuggets episode from earlier this week. All you have to do is go to csicorporation.com/YouTube, and it's right there, Monday Marketing Nuggets. 3 surefire ways to get your website prepped for Black Friday. So you'll learn exactly what you need to do to get your website ready to get you paid. And speaking of that, if you don't want to do those steps yourself, I'm available. I'm actually bringing back my 2-hour web design special that I run every now and then, and it's back for a limited time. So if you need to follow those 3 surefire steps where I talk about how you can be more findable, how you can make sure your website is ready to be navigated correctly, how your website is ready to be searchable by those millions, millions, millions of people who could possibly come to your site, and then also to make your checkout experience nice and easy and quick and fast, because if it's not quick, fast, nice, and easy, then people are going to bounce to your competitor, then you need to take advantage of this 2-hour special that I have running. 2 hours of what? It's simple. It's just 2 hours of website design. That can be installing, updating plugins on your site, the core software, looking through and making sure that your links are going to where they say they're going to go, making sure your website loads as fast as possible, making sure your checkout experience is good, that they're not click, click, clicking to infinity, because if they have to do that, they're not going to stick around. So the whole goal of this game right now is get people to your website, of course, but once they get to your website, to make it easy for them to purchase what they're wanting to purchase. So if you can do that, everything is awesome sauce, for real. So in order to get that special, which is not going to be around for long, you can go to csicorporation.com/2hours, the number 2 and then hours with an S, csicorporation.com/2hours. Remember, that's 2 hours of website design work. We're going to talk first to see what's going on and what you need done, and then I'm going to get to work, and it's going to be very easy, because if website design, maintenance, upkeep is not your lane of brilliance, why should you be doing it? Let me do it. Let me take care of it and get you straight for the Black Friday experience. CSICorporation.com/2hours, the number 2 and then hours. Okay, but think about this. What if someone lands on your website and doesn't purchase? What happens then? Okay, one of two things are going to happen. If they land on your website, they don't see anything they want to buy, or they don't want to buy right now, because it really takes up to 21 touches for someone to actually to decide to purchase from you. Maybe they just met you. Maybe they're trying to feel you out and see what's up. So they go, I'm going to come back to that later. This looks interesting. I think I'll, come back after I look at a couple more sites, or after I eat lunch, or whatever they're going to do. Guess what happens? They never come back. So the first thing that happens is they leave, and they are never to be heard from again. Because why? They forget about you. They can't remember what your site was or where they saw it. You know how when you're on Facebook and you're scrolling and you see something, you go, oh, okay, I'm going to go back. And instead of saving that link or even hashtag follow or writing something in there, you just go, I'll just remember, I'll go back. You can't even find a thing, because inside of 30 minutes, it's down at the bottom of the list, and you're not even thinking about going back. Remember, everyone has the attention span of a goldfish nowadays, so it's highly likely you'll never see that person again. Okay, so the second thing that happens is they click on one of your fabulous opt-ins, so they get on your email list, and then you stay connected for as long as you both choose, which hopefully leads them to converting into clients. Now, that's the outcome that we really want. We really want them to click on an opt-in that we have, become part of our email family, or become part of our tribe, your tribe, so that you can consistently connect with them over and over again, tell them about your specials, tell them how awesome you are, how awesome they are, and they convert to a client. So how does that happen? Well, here are 5 great opt-in ideas that will attract your audience like bees to honey. So I'm going to go through these 5 things that you can do, and hopefully something will resonate. You can do one of them. You can do all 5 of them. It just depends on what you want to do. Okay, number 1 is an email course or an e-course. Now, I'm not talking about something that you'll have to, they'll have to get like a degree for, or this is going to be some course that's going to take them 15 years to do. No, it needs to be quick. It needs to be easy. You can set it up if you have Mailchimp, ActiveCampaign, AWeber, Constant Contact, you can in some kind of responder aligned with your email account, then you can set this up pretty easily. You want to make it, the one thing that I do want to say about your opt-ins is they should all be good enough so that if you wanted to charge for them, you could, but you're making an exception, and what you're charging for them is just really the name and email address of someone. But if you wanted to charge $10, $20, $40, $100-something for whatever it is that you're giving, you could easily get that. So it's not just some free thing that you're just throwing out to people to junk up their hard drive or to junk up their brain or these folders that they never go back to. It's something useful that they can take advantage of right away. And eCourse does that. And you tell them by signing up for this eCourse, you're going to learn to whatever it is. You know, whatever it is you're going to learn. But it has to be something that they're waiting to learn from you anyway, and that they would pay you to learn from you, but you're giving it to them for free. I hope you understand that. So I would say 5 to 10 emails, anywhere in between there. You know, 3 is really short, but 5 to 10 emails, you can really get in on what you need to tell them. Take one lesson per email, only teach them one thing per email, one thing. And then in the end, it leads to you, to them getting to know you better, you getting to know them, because if they stay all the way to the end, you know that they're knowing you. You know that they're getting to know how awesome you are, what your lane of brilliance is. They've learned something great from you. So that's good. And then it leads into a product. Maybe they'll buy the product, maybe they won't. Because if you think about it, I said it takes up to 21 times for them to get a touch from you or interact with you. And so if you send them like even 10 emails, that's only 10 touches. They came to your website from something else at 2, so that's only 12. So you may have up to what, 10 more touches, 9 more touches or something to really get them to the point where they're buying, or they may just buy. Never know. Okay, the second thing that you can do is a printable. Maybe you're doing a how-to lesson, a tutorial, or maybe something out of a book that you wrote. You're breaking down a video that you put out there, but it's some type of printable that they could download and write in, or they can download and fill in online. I know when I was with Write Books That Sell Now, we did this with the program that we had. Not the Write Books That Sell Now one, but there was another one that we do about entrepreneurs and helping people to actually become authors. Every month they would get a downloadable and they would get a video. They would go through the video, get the lesson, and then they could print out the worksheet and fill in the worksheet. And then we actually talked to them on Zoom live. That was pretty cool. And that was a subscription program that worked out really good. Love doing that. So you can do a printable so they can fill in the blanks of something they've been trying to do. Make it actionable and let it help them achieve something they've been looking to achieve. Okay, the third thing is a worksheet, which is similar to a printable, but I like the printables where you can write in stuff. But a worksheet actually works through a problem for them, right? It works through a problem for them. So the difference, like a printable could be the 25 best social media, not social media graphics. Yeah, it could be the 25 best social media graphics for your account, or 25 things you can post about on social media. That could be an example of a printable. A worksheet is going to be fill in the blank. But they're actually going through maybe a lesson or tutorial or a how-to or something like that. So they're kind of interchangeable, but a little bit different. But it has to be, like I said, something that people would normally pay for. And maybe with that worksheet, you want to add in maybe an audio. Maybe you instruct them in the audio, and in the worksheet, this is your homework, and you give it away for free. But just remember, everything that you're doing with this opt-in, it leads them to go in deeper with you because you want them to pay you. So let's say now that I've given you three types of opt-ins, choose one or choose all. You can use each one of them on a different blog post or a different page or a different time. You can set them up as what we call a welcome mat, which takes up your whole screen, and until the person opts out of it or clicks, no, I don't want to do it, then it stays on the screen. That's really good. Or maybe it's something you put at the bottom of a blog post, or maybe it's something you have on the side on your sidebar, or it could be something you have on the very top. All these are good, great places for your opt-ins to go, because you don't want people to just come to your website and just read your blogs, read your pages. You want them to read, engage, take action by opting in, because that's the only chance that you have to get them on your list, to make them part of your tribe, and for them to get to know you better if they go in a little bit deeper. Okay, number four is a resource list. Do you know how to do something that your audience is wanting to do? Now, one of my clients, Precious Brown, she is a master at doing Facebook Lives. She just started doing them, and she started getting a lot of traction from it. So she has this Facebook Live cheat sheet that she offers her people. And it's really great. I mean, I downloaded it myself, and I totally love it, because she goes from the beginning. If you know, she was like, stop being scared to go live. You need to go ahead and push the button. And then she goes through a whole step-by-step thing to show you exactly what you need to do, including, you know, if you want to do a ring light, how you can record, what you need to say, how to set things up, and what to do after. I think it's very comprehensive, and she could definitely charge money for it, but she's giving it away for free. And if you want to get it, you can go to preciousfbrown.com, and it's there. Number five is definitely a challenge. It's a challenge to do all these things, right? But it's having a challenge. There's a 30-day green smoothie challenge. If you've ever wanted to know how to do green smoothies, you can Google that, 30-day green smoothie challenge. And I think the ladies that put this on do it once. They either do it once a month or once a quarter. I can't remember now. They've been doing it for a long time, grown their list exponentially. There's also a challenge that I do that is coming up in the next few weeks, the Marketing Mastery Boot Camp. It's 5 days of getting you clear on your marketing, all about learning the who, the what, the why, the how, and the different things that you can do to set your marketing on fire and just keep doing it continually. So look for more information to come about that. But you could do something similar, or you could do something, you know, easier. Maybe you're doing an email challenge, which kind of works in with the course, but every day you give someone a new task to do, and then you say, okay, do your task, and then talk about it in the Facebook group. I know Alex Tooby does that with her email, with her Instagram course. She has a lesson every single day for, I think it's 7 days, and then when she asks you the question at the end of the day, then you go and you answer it in the Facebook group. That's how she built up her list there, and that was pretty cool. So there's so many different things you can do, different ways you can do stuff. You can have an email course. You can have a printable that people download. You can have a worksheet, a resource list, or a challenge. And these are just five things. I mean, there's a list of a whole bunch of others, but that is something good for you to go for. So that's how you become unforgettable in your audience's eyes. You teach them, you give them something they want, and that also solves a problem. And they'll not only stay on your list, but eventually they will become a client. That is if you have everything set up correctly. If you have your opt-in list set up so that it's on your site, it shows prominently when they put their email address in there and their name, that it submits and goes to your email address, and then the next thing they get a welcome email, and then it starts a series after that. Is that set up? If you have a good email provider like ActiveCampaign or MailChimp or AWeber, then it's very easy to set up. ClickFunnels is also ClickFunnels, and what's the other? ConvertKit. ConvertKit is a good thing to set up too. I tried ConvertKit myself. I did not like it. To me, it was just restrictive. And since I'm a designer and stuff, I don't like being restricted, so I didn't like that. My email program of choice is actually ActiveCampaign. So if you want some more information about that, you can just message me. You can go to the website and hit the contact button and let me know, and I'll tell you all about it. I've been using them now for about 3 years. I think I really loved them. Before, I used MailChimp, and they were good. They were good to start out with, but I call myself moving up, and I really, really like them. I haven't really had, you know, everything has problems every now and then, or glitches or things that don't work, but that one turned out really good. I really, really like it. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. So now, like I said, if you have these things in place, if your website is ready, if it's searchable, if it's findable, easy to navigate, loads fast, and you have your opt-in ready, then you are set up, totally set up for this Black Friday experience. But if you, for one, don't know what the heck I'm talking about in any of these things for your website, if you're unsure, you know, is my opt-in working, you know, are how fast is my site, can people find stuff, what about some broken links, I don't even know how to figure out, you know, if my plugins are updated or not, then you need to get in touch with me. And you actually need to go ahead and sign up for my two-hour web design special, which is only $97 for 2 hours. Now, you know, you can't get that anywhere from a good web designer. And I've been designing websites for over 25 years, and I know the ins and outs of the sites and how they're supposed to work and why the plugins do what they do and how they do it. So if you want that, it's not. This isn't going to be available long. Just go to csicorporation.com/2hours, and that is the number 2 and then hours. csicorporation.com/2hours. Go ahead and sign up because it's not going to be around long. And then, you know, it doesn't need to be around long because we only got 3 weeks. A little less than 3 weeks left before the Black Friday experience hits us, and you need to be ready. I want you to be ready. I want you to get in on this because, honey, I am getting in on this for real. I spent most of the day yesterday updating the CSI store and making it look good, making sure it's running well and everything set up, so I want you to be that way also. So that's all I have for you today. Thanks so much for joining in, and I will see you next Thursday with another great episode. Have a great one. Talk later. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.